Dun-dun-dun-dun! I have published a new book. It's called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. You can find it on Kindle and in paperback form on Amazon, and the audiobook is coming soon. So check out The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude on Amazon now. There is no chin behind Chuck Norris' beard. There is only another fist. Why do we love Chuck Norris jokes so much? Because they're hilarious. But why are they hilarious? Because they're so simple and direct. And they put us into a universe of simplicity. Superman wears Chuck Norris pajamas. I love that one. Our world is so complicated. What are the rules? How do we interact? How do we date? How do we get jobs? What are the right ways to do things? How do we do that? We love the Chuck Norris jokes because this concept of Chuck Norris, you know, Chuck Norris who can dribble a bowling ball, it's not even the real Chuck Norris. It's not the actor or martial artist. It's this concept, this construct of the perfect badass who is indestructible, the Chuck Norris who counted to infinity twice. We love that because we want to channel that. There's no doubt in the imaginary Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris who can speak Braille. There's no doubt in that, and it's so simple and straightforward. We spend our lives in a world of such overwhelming complexity that we spend our lives worrying that we might get a letter in the mail and discover the IRS thinks we owe $1 zillion because we didn't send in a form, or we did send in a form and they lost it, or they just screwed up and there was a computer error. We don't know what the heck's going on, but Chuck Norris, the one who can kill two stones with one bird, he's not afraid of that. If the IRS sends him a letter, it's to say, "I'm sorry to bother you, sir." That's what we want. Our media is so nuanced and complex now. We don't want the good guys and the bad guys, but we do. We need that. We need that simplicity. That's why we're drawn to these kinds of absolutes. Now, if we are intellectually honest, we say, well, this isn't really true. Of course it's not true. The real Chuck Norris's tears cannot cure cancer. Of course, Chuck Norris has never cried, unfortunately. But seriously, the real Chuck Norris, he's cried. He can't count to infinity. He can't juggle a bowling ball. Sorry to break it to you. But this simulacrum, this idea of the perfect Chuck Norris, we can hold that and carry it with us as a concept to not even aspire to. You know, you can't be that. It's not real. It's an imaginary character. But that's why we have that to hold on to. In previous times, for many people, it was religion that gave us that perfect, unreachable ideal to kind of hang our hat on to give us stability. For many of us, we don't have that. And we live in a land of reason. So we find other things that give us that stability. And so when we see a joke like death once had a near Chuck Norris experience, or Chuck Norris is the reason why Waldo is hiding, we laugh because it puts us into this strangely comfortable place where there are simple, easy absolutes in the universe. Star Wars fans will appreciate the line, "Only a Sith thinks in absolutes," because in the real world, absolutes are dangerous. They are truly dangerous. Hate and bigotry and demagoguery are based on absolutes. And those of us who are educated and wise know we can't do that, which means we have to question everything. And it is exhausting. It's important. We need to be growing. That's why you're listening to a podcast about motivation and growth and inspiration. But it can wear on us, knowing that we've got to think and consider everything and question everything. So sometimes it's nice to just hear a little joke like Chuck Norris doesn't wear a watch, he decides what time it is. That can be very powerful to rest our spirits and our souls and find something simple and absolute. See, Chuck Norris can think in absolutes because he's Chuck Norris. He decides what is right and wrong, not the real Chuck Norris. The imaginary Chuck Norris. Now, maybe Chuck Norris jokes aren't your thing, in which case you probably have not gotten this far in this episode. You probably think it's awful. But find something else that gives you that sense of comfort and stability and absolute so you can rest. You can't swim in the ocean forever. At some point, you need to rest. Because while Chuck Norris can divide by zero, you can't go on forever. And I'll leave you with this last one. The flu gets a Chuck Norris shot every year. Enjoy your jokes. Enjoy your simplicity wherever you find it and whatever gives you rest. I have published a new book called The View from the Deck: Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. It's a lot of the same concepts. The basic principle of the book is that I was coaching clients, and they were telling me about their dream life, and I was recognizing elements of their dream life in my everyday life. And it made me realize there's things in my life that people are dreaming of, and there's things in my life that the me of a few years ago would absolutely have given his right arm for, and chances are you've got the same. So I took these concepts about values and what makes us do what we do, vision, where we want to be, and gratitude, appreciating the awesome things we have, and put them together into one awesome book called The View from the Deck: Values, Vision, and Gratitude. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just search for Michael Whitehouse, The View from the Deck, and get your copy today.